Hello, everyone, and welcome to Compliance Week's News Podcast for Friday, July 9th. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to talk about anti-bribery enforcement in Canada, the United States' largest trading partner. Not long ago, we saw that Canadian authorities in Ottawa arrested a citizen there for violating its Corruption of Foreign Public Officials Act. That is Canada's counterpart to the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act here in the United States. The suspect, who has not been named yet, he was charged with bribing government officials in India to sell an airport security system there. Now, this is only the second time Canada has ever enforced its anti-bribery statute. So to tell us more about what's going on and how that statute differs from the U.S. anti-bribery law, we're joined by Mark Morrison. He is a partner in the law firm of Blake, Castles & Graydon up in Calgary. Mark, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks, Matt. I'm happy to be here.
Now, first question, could you tell us either what do we know about this case so far or what the significance of it is, broadly speaking, since this is only the second time we've seen an anti-bribery arrest in Canada in the last 10 years or so? So what's going on? How big of a deal is this?
Well, Matt, it's an interesting question because, I guess I want to jump in and clarify right off the start. When you talk about an anti-bribery case, you're correct. This is only the second case brought under the Corruption of Foreign Public Officials Act, or the CFPOA, which doesn't roll off the tongue quite as nicely as the FCPA. But having said that, traditionally, there have been a number of criminal code domestic bribery cases brought in Canada, and that's really been the historical focus in Canada. So really where this one is significant is that it shows the Canadian authorities willing to look outside of Canada for actions which are connected to Canada. So that it is significant in that respect. What's interesting about this is, you know, those of us who practice in this area, and it's a fairly small group in Canada, we have been expecting something to come any day now because Canada historically has not enforced. They are a member of the OECD treaty, and they're obliged to enforce bribery overseas or anti-bribery provisions, and they really haven't done so. So they've taken a lot of heat in the OECD for that reason, and one of the Canadian responses has been to set up a specialized RCMP unit in Eastern Canada. They're based in Ottawa, and in Western Canada, they're based here in Calgary, and those units have been set up to do nothing but investigate and then ultimately prosecute corrupt activities involving Canadians overseas. So we've been waiting for that, the shoe to drop, so to speak, and this case, on the one hand, is some evidence of that, but in light of all the efforts that have been thrown into investigation of these kind of crimes, this case hasn't perhaps made as big of a splash as we'd expect. The RCMP has put out a fairly brief press release, which is pretty minimal in details. They've only charged an individual to date, and ultimately there was actually a press conference scheduled, which they canceled. So they haven't maybe publicized it as heavily as one would expect. I would be speculating at this point, but part of my speculation in that regard is that we haven't seen the end of this one yet. There's no company that's been charged yet, though certainly there's some prospect, or again, purely speculation, but I would suspect that they may be looking at that. There's also, of course, in India, there's the whole angle there as to what the Indian authorities are doing with whatever government officials are involved there. So it seems like this may be the tip of a larger iceberg, but I don't know that we've seen the whole thing, or the whole size or extent of this case yet.
Well, just in general terms, could you contrast the CFPO Act in Canada and the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act here in the United States? For a U.S. company that's been striving to achieve FCPA compliance for some time now, would that compliance effort essentially cover compliance concerns with Canadian law, or are there Canada-specific concerns that a company might have to be worried about?
Sure. The CFTOA and the FCPA are very similar when it comes to the anti-bribery provision. In fact, the main, what I call the criminal provision in the CFTOA is virtually identical or very similar to the U.S. provision. The key differences are that the Canadian CFTOA does not have the books and records provisions, the accounting provisions the FCPA has. Also, it doesn't have the option to go civilly. The CFPOA is purely a criminal statute. So from a compliance perspective, certainly compliance with the FCPA would equate to compliance with the CFPOA, or the same steps would be required. And as I say, they're in many respects directly analogous when it comes to compliance steps. However, earlier on, I briefly mentioned the distinctions between the CFPOA and the Canadian Criminal Code. Companies who are carrying on business in Canada do need to be aware of the Criminal Code, and there's actually stronger anti-bribery provisions in the Criminal Code than are found in the CFPOA or the FCPA, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Both the CFPOA and the FCPA speak about bribery in the context of essentially a quid pro quo, i.e. you need to bribe someone to take a certain act or to omit to take a certain act in order to fall offside of those acts. In Canada, there's actually a criminal code section which prohibits providing any form of benefit to a government official or agent with whom a company has dealings, regardless of whether or not whether or not there's a quid pro quo attached to it or it's in a consideration for anything. So that actually is a step further than what the CFPOA or the FCPA provide.
So now, you touched on this earlier, but maybe if you could just give us a little more color about what the enforcement mood is in Canada on bribery. I mean, because we have seen very few prosecutions under the Federal Act, but you know, I know that the provinces in Canada have a much larger role in securities law than states do here in the United States. So who might really, on a practical level, be pushing for anti-bribery or anti-corruption enforcement? Are we going to see much more of this, do you think, or where is this going to go?
Yeah, I think certainly the sense here in Canada is that enforcement and, as a result, compliance efforts are increasing and on the rise. Our federal government, who's ultimately responsible for the criminal code and who the RCMP prosecutes under the authority of, is very much, I think it's safe to say, a law and order government. They've brought bills into government, for instance, setting mandatory jail time for white-collar criminals. There's a tough on crime and tough on white-collar crime in particular push right now from the federal government, and that can be expected to trickle down to the funds, the expenditures they make in the RCMP to allow the RCMP to engage in proper investigation of white-collar crime and also to ultimately enforce it. So I do think the bulk of your anti-bribery enforcement in Canada is still going to come through the Criminal Code, which is a federal statute investigated by typically the RCMP, although various municipal police forces as well. So I think that's your main focus. And then there is, and on the international side of things, the fact that they have also put resources into these specialized RCMP units. And clearly there is a push to make sure that Canada is holding Canadians accountable overseas as well.
Mm-hmm. And actually, maybe one last question then along that point about holding Canadians accountable. I mean, we often think of bribery in terms of giving a bribe in Africa, giving it in Asia or something like that. But at least in theory, if a Canadian is bribing a U.S. government official to Canada, we're a foreign government. And I mean, have they committed a violation of the CFPO there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're right. We look at, they've got various indexes of countries which are perceived to be more corrupt than others, and certainly people's attention seems to be placed on countries which rank lower in the corruption index. But ultimately, it's any government official, any foreign government official, payment to any such person could definitely put you offside the CFPOA.
Well, all right, Mark, that is actually all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground for us, so thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Matt. My pleasure.
And again, everybody, that was Mark Morrison, a partner with the law firm of Blake, Castles & Graydon in Calgary, talking with us today about anti-bribery enforcement in Canada. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.